Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Gary Kolb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Toth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Toth. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood takes first base on ball four. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flood moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Javier scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Burkell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's Cardinals, 1, Cubs, 1. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell bunts towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Hubbs moves to second. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hubbs moves to third. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 1 in the game. Burton hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 0-for-0 in the game. Burkell takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kolb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gibson bunts towards the mound. Toth fields it and throws to first for the out. Kolb moves to second. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Toth fields it and throws to first for the out. Kolb moves to third. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Toth is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. Burton hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Cardinals. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Toth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive towards the mound. Gibson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kolb for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Flood steals second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Santo who relays the ball to Hubs who tags Grote trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Flood scores. It's 4-1, Cardinals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hubs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hubs moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Paul Toth. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raynou for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick LeMay now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off LeMay, and towards Hubs, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Shannon now playing left field. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-3 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burpell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Burpell for a passed ball. Javier moves to second. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Burpell and he is out, Santo applying the tag. Two outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kolb hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.